Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Hidden Globe, How Wealth Hacks the World by Atossa Araxia. Abrahamian investigates the parallel infrastructures that allow the very rich to move, store, and protect assets beyond the reach of ordinary rules. Rather than treating globalization as an abstract force, the book follows concrete mechanisms, investor passports, offshore finance, special economic zones, and elite legal services that convert money into mobility, secrecy, and leverage. Abrahamian, known for reporting on sovereignty and citizenship markets, connects these tools to a wider shift in how power operates, where private actors can shop for jurisdictions the way consumers shop for products. The book highlights how states compete to attract capital by offering low taxes, loose oversight, and bespoke regulatory deals, while average people face stricter borders, fragile labor protections, and rising inequality. With a journalist's eye for systems and incentives, the narrative frames the hidden globe as a built environment with designers, brokers, and beneficiaries, and asks what it means for democracy when wealth can opt out. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, jurisdiction shopping and the market for sovereignty. A central idea in the book is that sovereignty has become something that can be unbundled and sold. Instead of being fixed to birthplace or long-term belonging, legal residence, tax status, and even citizenship can be acquired through programs designed to attract capital. Abrahamian shows how this creates a marketplace where jurisdictions compete on price and perks, offering streamlined visas, light-touch regulation, or favorable tax treatment. The key consequence is asymmetry. Wealthy individuals and firms can choose the legal environment that suits them, while most people remain governed by the single state that can police them most effectively. This dynamic reshapes what borders mean. For many, borders are barriers. For the affluent, they are selectable tools. The topic also illuminates the intermediaries who make the system work, including law firms, consultancies, and boutique brokers who translate money into status and access. By mapping these incentives, the book clarifies how policy choices that look technical are actually political, redistributing rights and obligations. The reader comes away seeing sovereignty less as a shared civic container and more as a set of services increasingly tailored to high net worth clients. Secondly, offshore finance, secrecy, and the architecture of asset protection. The Hidden Globe depends on financial structures engineered to minimize scrutiny and liability. The book explores how offshore centers, shell entities, trusts, and specialized banking services enable wealth to move frictionlessly across borders while obscuring beneficial ownership. These tools are often legal on paper, yet they can undermine the intent of tax systems, anti-corruption efforts, and democratic accountability. Abrahamian emphasizes the difference between formal legality and social legitimacy, showing how complex structures can create a practical form of impunity by making enforcement expensive, slow, and uncertain. Another important dimension is the normalization of secrecy as a premium product. Confidentiality is marketed as security, and compliance can be treated as a negotiable cost rather than a duty. This topic also highlights how the offshore system is not confined to a few islands. It connects major financial hubs, elite professional services, and state policies that tolerate or encourage opacity to attract business. By tracing how asset protection is assembled, the book helps readers understand why scandals and leaks recur without changing the underlying incentives. It reframes offshore not as a geographic place, but as a method for separating wealth from responsibility. Thirdly, special economic zones and the privatization of rules. Abrahamian examines special economic zones and other carve-outs where normal rules are suspended or rewritten to favor investment. These zones promise efficiency, jobs, and modernization, but they also operate as laboratories for a different governance model, one that prioritizes investor convenience over public deliberation. The book shows how zones can turn territory into a platform, offering simplified taxes, relaxed labor oversight, and fast-track dispute resolution. In practice, this can shift power from citizens to developers, corporate tenants, and the officials who broker the deals. A zone can be physically bounded, like an industrial park or port area, yet it often has wider spillover effects, pressuring surrounding jurisdictions to loosen standards to remain competitive. The narrative also points to a recurring pattern. When regulation becomes a product, it is designed for the clients who can pay, and the people who live or work nearby may have limited recourse. This topic matters because it connects abstract discussions of neoliberalism to tangible spaces where governance is redesigned. Readers learn to ask who writes the rules in these zones, who benefits from the exceptions, and who bears the risks when accountability is diluted. Fourthly, mobility for the few, friction for the many. A major theme is the unequal distribution of mobility. The book contrasts the ease with which wealth can cross borders with the obstacles faced by migrants, refugees, and even middle-class travelers. For the affluent, mobility is supported by premium legal pathways, global banking access, concierge logistics, and the ability to buffer uncertainty through multiple residencies or passports. For everyone else, mobility is conditional on paperwork, quotas, background checks, and shifting political winds. Abrahamian uses this contrast to argue that borders are not disappearing, they are being redesigned to sort people by economic value. The consequences extend beyond travel. Mobility determines education options, safety, healthcare access, and the ability to escape instability. When the wealthy can maintain multiple exit routes, they can treat political risk as a temporary inconvenience, while communities without such options must endure the outcomes of policy failures. This topic also highlights a moral hazard. If elites can opt out, they may invest less in improving the shared institutions of any single place. By foregrounding mobility as a form of power, the book encourages readers to see passports, visas, and residency regimes as key battlegrounds in modern inequality. Lastly, Democracy Under Pressure, Accountability in a Borderless Elite Economy, the book ultimately asks what happens to democracy when the most powerful actors can exit, arbitrage, and hide. When wealth can relocate faster than laws can adapt, elected governments face a credibility problem. They are expected to provide services and enforce fairness, yet they compete against other states offering lenient regimes for capital. Abrahamian connects this to a broader transformation in state behavior, where governments may act like firms courting customers, and citizens become less like members and more like revenue sources. This can erode the social contract. Taxation becomes politically explosive when ordinary people perceive that the richest can avoid contributing, and public trust weakens when enforcement seems selective. The topic also considers the role of professional enablers and the fragmentation of responsibility, where each actor can claim they are merely following the rules even as the system produces harmful outcomes. Rather than presenting a simple villain, the book describes an ecosystem of incentives that make reform difficult. The reader is prompted to think about what effective accountability could look like, clearer ownership transparency, coordinated tax policy, stronger oversight of intermediaries, and democratic control over the creation of special regimes. The hidden globe, in this view, is not inevitable, it is constructed. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in global inequality, political economy, investigative journalism, and the way law and finance shape everyday life. It is especially useful for anyone who has wondered why tax debates, housing pressures, corruption scandals, and border policies feel connected but hard to explain in a single picture. Abrahamian offers that picture by showing how wealth can buy options, alternative jurisdictions, tailored rule sets, and protective structures that reduce exposure to the obligations most citizens cannot escape. The benefit for readers is practical clarity. You learn the vocabulary and logic behind investor citizenship, offshore opacity, and special zones, and you gain a framework for evaluating policy claims about competitiveness and investment. The book is worth buying compared to similar titles because it ties multiple domains together rather than treating them as separate issues. It links mobility to finance, territory to regulation, and private services to public consequences, helping readers see how the same incentives repeat across countries and sectors. If you want a grounded, systems-level understanding of how modern wealth shields itself and what that means for democratic accountability, this book delivers an accessible, coherent guide. If you would like to support Atossa Araxia Abrahamian, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.